Facebook is opening its doors to kids aged 13 and under. Yesterday, the company released a new app called Messenger Kids, one of just a handful of social apps built specifically for younger children. It's reignited debate over how much technology is too much for kids and how safe it can be. Let's get to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is senior editor of social media for Recode and joins us now. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with this app. What does it do and what makes it different than others?
Yeah, so this is a messaging app specifically. And so a parent of a kid under the age of 13, 13 is the age limit for using Facebook, where you could use Messenger, which is their standalone messaging app. So if you're a parent of a kid under the age of 13, you could create an account for them on Messenger Kids. And basically, it's a standalone app that works similar to text messaging. And the parents have all the control over who the kids can talk to, and the kids can't delete any messages. So if a parent wanted to ever, you know, go take the phone or take the iPad or whatever it may be and go through and see what the kids are actually talking about, they would be able to do that too. So the point of this is to give the parents as much control as possible over who and how their kids are talking.
I imagine the point of it, though, is also to get more people on Facebook.
I think that that's a nice side effect, if you will, of rolling out an app like this, right? I mean, if you're Facebook and you're trying to, you know, continually get the next generation of internet users to use your products, introducing an app for kids who are, you know, in elementary school is a pretty good way to ensure that if they're using your product that early on, they're probably going to graduate at some point from this Messenger Kids app to the main Facebook app.
And there are some studies that have shown that kids and teens have been leaving Facebook for other apps like Snapchat.
That's true, yeah. We've seen some third-party researchers have come out, especially this year, that have found that you know, Facebook's teen audience is kind of slowly declining, and at the very best, it's kind of staying, it's plateauing, it's staying where it is. And you have to look at a Snapchat as a real reason that a lot of kids are kind of going and trying something new. Thankfully for Facebook, they own Instagram, which is probably Snapchat's biggest competitor and kind of Facebook's one app that is really still relevant with that teen audience. So they do have an app that kind of appeals to that age group, but I think that they're trying to certainly look for other options and again, start even younger.
What does Facebook say to critics who believe that 13 or 12 or 11 or 10 is too young for this kind of technology, that it could harm development or social skills?
So, you know, when the company unveiled the app, they did a little press briefing and they brought three executives to kind of talk about Messenger Kids. And all three of them were parents with kids themselves. And the way that they pitched it and framed it was, hey, these kids are using technology regardless, right? They're going to have iPads, they're going to have phones. They don't wait until the age of 13 to first get on the internet. So they're going to find ways to communicate with their friends or, you know, as a parent, you need to communicate with your kids to pick them up from school or practice or whatever may be. So they're going to do this regardless. So let's go ahead and make an app that is safer for them. This is how Facebook is framing it. They're basically saying, if it's going to happen, it should happen through us.
Well, you say safer. I was just reading an article about Snapchat, which has been trying to prevent that app from being used by sex predators, which has turned out to be quite a problem for them. Does this app address that issue, that these 12-year-olds or whatever might be able to communicate with people who are up to no good?
In theory, it should. The way that it's set up is that the parent of the kid who's using the app has to approve of all contacts on the app. So if you know, the kid wants to talk to a friend from school, his or her mom or dad actually needs to connect with the mom or dad of the friend and connect the two kids that way. So it should prevent, you know, a random stranger, a potential threat from coming in and chatting with the children through this app. Of course, there are tons of ways. If you have a smartphone, there are a lot of ways for people to reach you, including just simply calling or texting you with a phone number. So that's why Facebook, again, is saying this is a better option because the parents have more control over who the kids are talking to.
And are there any legal requirements for apps directed at kids, or is it up to the companies themselves to police their services?
So there's all kinds of laws that are meant to protect children, especially under the age of 13, which is one of the reasons that Facebook's age limit is 13, because when you get below that, you have to do things like get parental consent for a lot of stuff. You have to be very, very transparent about what data you're collecting from kids. You can't really target them with advertising the way you can with people who are over the age of 13. So Facebook is definitely, there are a lot of, you can tell based on all the restrictions of this app, again, going back to the parents needing to manually approve of all contacts. Those are the kinds of things that Facebook is doing to try and ensure that this doesn't, run afoul of any laws. The challenge, again, for them will be as they expand this into other countries, all those other countries are going to have their own laws around, reaching children. And so Facebook's going to theoretically have to create, new versions of this for all the different countries they go into. That's going to be a huge challenge, which explains why they're only launching it in the United States for now.
That's Kurt Wagner, senior editor of social media for Recode. Kurt, thank you.
Thank you.